This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Good afternoon. I'm Melba Lara in for Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Homicides and opioid deaths dropped in Cook County this past year. Preliminary data shows 687 people died from opioid overdoses in 2025. That's down from 1,169 the year before. And the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office handled 541 homicides in 2025. That's down from 792 the year before. The news comes as Chicago had its lowest number of homicides in 60 years. Several new state laws went into effect yesterday at the start of the new year. One new Illinois law will regulate how employers use artificial intelligence when hiring new workers. This comes on the heels of an executive order targeting states passing artificial intelligence regulations. Illinois employers are now banned from using AI software to factor in demographic information, such as race or zip code, when reviewing applicants. This also applies to employers promoting or disciplining employees. Democratic State Senator Javier Cervantes of Chicago carried the measure through Springfield.
This is an unchecked technology. If we let it run, and then it could hurt us, right? So just like we're doing this with employment. So we just got to get in front of it, do our best we can.
President Trump recently directed the Department of Justice to challenge states' AI laws deemed, quote, cumbersome. Cervantes says he's ready for a legal challenge. Plus, another state law now in effect will prohibit law enforcement from enforcing waiting periods before taking a missing persons report. The measure comes from Democratic State Senator Michael Hastings of South Suburban Orland Hills. The law will also require more work to close cases. Plus, local and state law enforcement will be required to forward cases 60 days and older to the national database. It passed the Senate unanimously, but more than two dozen Republicans voted against it in the House. Melissa Nunez and Elizabeth Bransky were the first Chicago couple to receive a marriage license in 2026. WBEZ's Summer Van Benton takes us to the Cook County Clerk's Office for the wedding.
Nunez and Bransky met on Tinder. They entered a raffle to receive Cook County's first marriage license of 2026. Nearly 1,000 couples applied. Bransky says being Chicago's first lesbian couple to receive the New Year's marriage license feels surreal.
I think we're the first brides, and so I think that's really cool, and I think that's an awesome way to start our marriage and such a milestone that we'll celebrate every year.
Before Clerk Monica Gordon could finish,
I now pronounce you married and the first couple of 2026.
The two kissed and the room erupted. Summer Van Benton, WBEZ News.
Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams could become the first quarterback in franchise history to throw for 4,000 yards in a season. Williams says he asked why no other Bears quarterback had hit the benchmark before he was drafted in 2024. The answer was a mix of wind, cold, and the smash-mouth style of football the team plays.
You know, kind of how, you know, Chicago has been with running the ball, and I got a strong enough arm to cut through the wind, and I've been blessed with that.
Williams will need to throw for 270 yards against the Lions on Sunday to reach the 4,000 mark, but he'll only need 109 yards to claim the Bears franchise record for single-season passing yards, currently held by Eric Kramer. Kickoff on Sunday is at 3:25 p.m. You're listening to The Rundown. In the U.S., Black men who start college are up against a huge deficit of resources when it comes to finishing and getting their degree. You can see that play out in the majority Black Austin neighborhood on Chicago's West Side, where just one in four who make it to campus graduate within 6 years. That rate is much lower than it is for white college students from across the city. WBEZ's Lisa Currian Phillip brings us the story of three generations of Black men with ties to Austin who have helped each other overcome this disparity. Their shared struggles have brought them close.
Charles Brown faced several challenges as he tried to get his associate's degree.
I had my first son when I was, younger. And so I was trying to work full-time and take care of my son. That was my main goal, was being in his life, because my father wasn't in my life.
Black students like Brown are twice as likely as their peers to balance school with caregiving or work responsibilities, researchers say. Brown raised his three kids in Austin and still calls it home. At 56, he's often in a suit with a pocket square that matches his tie, a uniform that belies his down-to-earth presence. But Brown remembers life as a frazzled community college student being pulled in so many different directions.
I wasn't focusing on class, so I was like failing. I know, because it took me 10 years to get a two-year degree. It really did. Towards the end, one of the advisors told me that you'll never graduate from college. He said that you're not college material, literally, and I was broken.
The advisor told him, look for honest work that can support a family, like a factory job.
Something changed from that moment on. I didn't want him to be right. So I made sure that I buckled down, right? And I graduated with my associate's degree. I went on to get the bachelor's degree. Then I was on the dean list from that moment on.
Still, the advisor's words left a mark. He kept hearing a voice in his head say, I'm not good enough. I can't make it. Until he met Fareen Muhammad, Brown's first Black professor, who would go on to become his mentor. Muhammad taught at East West University in the South Loop. The 82-year-old grew up in an earlier generation than Brown, but alongside the same persistent belief that Black men like him weren't college material. Muhammad recounts a time when he was a student and got an A on a research paper. The professor called him into his office.
He had books piled up that I had referenced in my thing, and it just challenged me because he thought I wasn't smart enough, or somebody knew me, or whatever, you know, racial or cultural thing he had going with in his brain. He thought that somehow I had somebody else do this paper.
That experience and countless others made it that much more difficult for Muhammad to make it to graduation. But it didn't stop him. He worked all the way up to getting his PhD to a place where he could educate and lift up younger generations of Black men.
I'm going to age myself here.
On a recent night, Muhammad and his mentee Brown meet up at a cafe in Austin that used to be a record shop. Brown grew up nearby and remembers browsing LPs there as a kid. It's bitterly cold outside, but inside the two men are sipping tea and hot cocoa and recounting their time at East West University. Brown dials in on a time when he almost dropped out.
Didn't know how I was going to pay for my senior last year, and I was ready to quit. Never forget it. All the students were saying, Dr. Muhammad looking for you. And I was like, what do you look for me for?
Brown says he could only avoid his professor for so long. He had to walk past Muhammad's office to get to class. So
when I would see him at his desk, I would wait till he turned around. And then one time, he called me, and he was like, come in and sit down. I'm like, oh, man, what's going on? So he asked me what's going on. I gave him all these excuses. He was like, no excuse. I remember like it was yesterday. Yeah. He was like, no excuses. You got to go deep.
Muhammad reminded him graduation was within reach and walked Brown through a scholarship application so that he could pay for his senior year. Brown says that compassion not only helped him to keep going, it showed him what the word mentorship really means.
It's not just giving you a word or giving you advice. Mentoring is connecting you to the resources that you need in order to be successful in whatever you do.
Research has shown intensive mentoring like this does help Black men get through college to graduation, especially when it comes from someone who shares a similar background and experiences. Brown finished his PhD and is now a professor himself. He teaches psychology at Malcolm X College on Chicago's West Side.
So how's everybody doing today? Y'all good? How's your mental health?
When his students need help, Brown thinks of Muhammad's example. He walks his students right to where they need to be, the tutoring center, the financial aid office, or he gets them some food.
It's hard to give content to a student that's hungry, right? Yeah. And you know, or that student that's cold. So if you could, you know, get them the food, and I even let them eat in class. I know I'm not supposed to sometimes, but just seeing that student, and I noticed after they eat, they engage, you know.
Finding a mentor like Brown means being around people who have been through college, who know what to do when you get off course. That's widely available in whiter, wealthier parts of Chicago. Take Lincoln Park, where about 9 in 10 people have at least one college degree. In Austin, where students have to overcome barriers like cost, racism, and under-resourced K-12 schools, just 1 in 5 residents has a degree. Brown, with his multiple undergraduate and graduate degrees, is basically a unicorn. My savior, on top of running a mentoring program for young black men at Malcolm X College, he informally mentors young members of his church. That's right, he's a pastor too, at New Heaven Christian Church at Long and Division in his Austin neighborhood. Tyree Gates says he's been listening to Brown's sermons there for more than 15 years, since he was a kid. He says Brown has been like a father to him. So even though Gates is busy with work and school, he makes time to join Brown and Muhammad for their recent reunion at New Sound Cafe in Austin.
Pastor Brown's always been that strong support system in my life, and that's always not available in young black men's life.
The 25-year-old has come up in a different time than either of the two older men, but he nods along with recognition when they talk about what they were up against in school. Gates says during college, he was too busy trying to make money to cover food and rent. He didn't want to burden his mom. But work got in the way of class and studying, and eventually he flunked out. He boarded a Greyhound bus back home to the Austin neighborhood and worked fast food and security jobs. He thought about re-enrolling in college, but worried about racking up more debt and failing again. Then something Pastor Brown said
one day
got to him.
He was talking to everybody, but he was talking to me. He said, don't waste your youth. And that stuck with me.
Now, Gates is a year away from finishing his bachelor's degree online. But he says he only took Brown's words to heart because the pastor has always been there for him. And more importantly, because he knows Brown has struggled, too.
You have to go through something, some type of trial in life to be able to, you know, show me that you're worth, like, that mentor status.
Serving as a mentor can take years of commitment, long hours on the phone, constant nudging, being ready to catch your mentee before they fall. But as Muhammad tells the younger two men, it's all worth it.
It's the most joyous and exhilarating time, as always, at graduation when you see them walk.
Right,
you
right.
just almost
yep.
see them like
yes.
blossom.
Yes.
You can just see like the metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's powerful.
It really is
powerful.
Lisa Corian Phillip, WBEZ News.
This story was produced with support from the Education Writers Association Reporting Fellowship Program. Let's take a look at our weather today. Partly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s to low 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the teens. Saturday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-20s to low 30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Melba Lara. Thanks for listening.